It's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by A Number One Air.
Before I get to my first horror review of the Halloween season, I want to make mention of something since we are here at this location, because there is a story that we did last time we were here that I want to see if I can jog your memory about. It's the story of Robert Pruitt, who was given a lethal injection for the fatal attack on a corrections officer back in December of 1999 in a prison southeast of San Antonio. And he was put to death last year, Robert Pruitt was. Do you remember us being at this location, in this very lobby, discussing something about this inmate that was put to death?
No.
Was it his meal?
No. By the way, he stabbed that corrections officer over a dispute about a peanut butter sandwich. That's a pretty low-rent thing to...
I'm passionate about peanut butter sandwiches, but not that passionate.
In his final statement before being put to death, 38-year-old Pruitt said that he had hurt a lot of people, and a lot of people had hurt him. Said he was sorry. He held no grudges.
Was he love, life, something
quote,
is forever?
Oh, yeah.
I've had to learn lessons in life the hard way. One day there won't be a need to hurt people. He told his friends who were watching the execution through the window that he loved them. Then he said, "I'm ready to go. Nighty-night, everybody. I'm done, Warden." And then as the lethal dose of pentobarbital, or pentobarbital, started to flow, he started to chant, "Love. Light. It's forever.
That's
love.
Yeah.
Light. It's forever."
Quit remembering creepy details about stories.
Says his voice rose as he repeated the phrase, and he added obscenities and soon was yelling. Then he started to slur his words before slipping into unconsciousness.
What a way to go out.
Yeah. Love, light. It's forever. Love, light, it's forever. Love, light, it's effing forever. It's love, light, this is
Yeah, and then shortly after that, the Cowboys computer started repeating it.
And then Mike Soroy had his own version of love, light, cake, it's
cake
forever.
Cake. It's pretty much forever.
Cake is forever. So, yeah, it was here.
Wow.
At this location.
This is where it started.
This is where it all started. Us repeating something that happened somewhere else. This is where it all started.
Interesting.
The ticket.
Okay. In my horror movie review month, I've selected a few films, and I started off with a film that I remembered as one of the scariest that I'd ever seen. The Changeling with George C. Scott, 1980. He plays a composer in New York. This is not really the theme song, it's The Changeling, but it's creepy music. He plays a composer in New York City who loses his wife and child in an automobile accident. And he moves across the country to the Seattle area and moves into an old Victorian mansion. Always a recipe for disaster anytime
yeah.
Victorian era stuff is involved.
Yes.
I don't know why.
Yeah, why is that?
That house.
I don't know, because I've been to haunted houses and they're always Victorian themed.
Amityville Horror.
Right. And usually they'll always have like children in Victorian dress are the ghosts. Anyway, so he moves into this old Victorian house and he's there all alone, which is always a creepy thing when you're in like a 10,000 square foot old mansion and you're just one person. And he starts hearing noises and moans and all this sort of thing. So there's obviously a haunting. And the movie uncovers, it's a slow unveiling of what had occurred in this house. And it's good. It is slow moving by today's standards. Part of what makes it creepy, though, is its slow burn feeling. But there's some, maybe some overacting that occurs in some of the peripheral characters that we would all make fun of today. And that threw me off a little bit. It's a little too slow for modern-day standards, and I was disappointed.
What year again did it come out?
1980, but it could have come out in 1970. It had a 1970 feel to it.
Was George C. Scott good?
He was good in it.
Okay.
Yeah, he was
I always
good.
Liked him.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
Y'all believe in haunted houses?
And it was creepy. Do I believe in haunted houses? No.
Really? I do.
I kind of do,
too. You do?
Yeah, I believe there are spirits in homes. I don't necessarily think that they scare people, the spirits, but I do believe their presence is there.
I kind of do, too.
I don't believe in ghosts. What do you think about them apples?
I think you're crazy.
By the way, ghost George said that you couldn't haunt him if you tried.
I just said I think there's something to it. You're the one that just
could not be scared.
Gordon does not believe in you.
Ghost.
Gordon does not believe in you.
Well, I used to do that to my little sister all the time. I would always go through the house yelling, "Ghost, she doesn't believe in you. She doesn't believe in you." And she would be yelling, trying to wave them off, saying that she really did believe in them. And
why would you do that to your sister?
It's so childish to declare. Hey, George, ghost, George doesn't believe in you. He doesn't believe in you. Like, ghosts are going to respond to real childish taunts like that.
There's just been too many incidents through the years.
What? That's so generic.
No, it's not. No, you hear people that I know have just, you know, have sworn they've heard really spooky things in an old house or an old hotel.
I've had spirits from beyond contact me.
Really?
Yeah, I've had personal experience with this. No, not sports related. Huh. Why would it be sports related?
Sports spirits?
I don't know. I was just hoping.
No?
So you do believe in ghosts?
Yeah, I do. I don't believe them in their traditional Hollywood form, that they're white with just these black eyes and hovering around. And
always wearing a Victorian dressing gown?
Yeah, I don't think you can see them. Mm-hmm. But I do believe that they exist in a different...
So you've felt a presence before?
Yes. And it's manifested in something physical. Like they've sent me a message physically that I could see.
Dang, I didn't know you believed in all that stuff.
Yeah. I believe in it because it's happened.
I haven't had that experience, but yeah, I've heard enough things like incidents like that. So there's another incident.
Huh.
Yeah. And it wasn't a sports incident.
Well, I
wish it was.
The only ghost experience I ever had was when I was in sixth grade, I believe it was. And it was around Halloween time. And I was listening to... Disney used to have this old haunted house record. I don't know if y'all remember that. It was spooky sounds and...
Oh, yeah.
Little sketches. I remember
put that on your front porch on Halloween.
The Long Fuse. I remember that was the name of one of the things. Anyway, I was listening to that record. And it was in the month of October. And it was nighttime. It was in my room. And I heard a knock on the window.
Uh-huh.
I think... Let me get the order of this right. Okay. I heard a knock on the window. I go over to the window, look out, nothing there. Right? Then, as I'm looking out the window, the needle on the record player starts moving all the way across.
Wow!
Whoa. Yes. And I went and replaced the needle. And then... went and laid back down on my bed, and I heard a knock again, and I went to the window, and the record did it again.
And you're a non-believer?
But that's the only thing that ever happened to me.
That's another incident.
I've only had one thing happen to me. I can't believe...
Think of all the things that haven't happened to me.
But how do you...
That's more evidence than the one time it did happen.
How do you explain that, though?
Yeah, wouldn't one incident like that be enough to think, okay, yeah, there's something to this?
Mechanical malfunctions and water hammer in the pipes.
That was clearly your great-great-grandfather trying to tell you to don't get into radio.
Quit messing with yourself.
Or music. He was steering you away from...
messing with myself. Okay, and then after watching The Changeling and it not being quite as scary as I remembered it, but still being okay, I got to thinking, you know, why am I restricting horror movies to that kind of scaring? Like, it has to involve a ghost or some sort of gore or some sort of creature or monster. Because to me, the scariest movies I've ever seen have been psychologically scaring, such as Goodfellas. I'm much more frightened by the unpredictability of humans than I am the otherworldly ghost that makes records skip.
Yeah, I understand.
I'll go
that.
With you there. Yeah.
I think they're both scary. But yeah, we never consider Goodfellas a horror movie or a scary movie.
But yet that movie made me more anxious and nervous and scared than any horror movie I've ever seen. Joe Pesci's character is one of the scariest characters I've ever seen on film because... Yeah. I never knew what he was going to do.
Really? What way?
How am I funny? That whole scene. That whole scene makes me so nervous to this day.
All right, so next week your horror movie will be Goodfellas.
No, it's not going to be Goodfellas. I'm not going to add that in there. No, I'm going to revisit one of the classics, either Night of the Living Dead or maybe the original Halloween.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, thank you for your inaugural horror movie review.
Yes.
The Changeling that you gave thumbs
George
down.
George C. Scott. It was the scariest one in my memory. Revisit your scariest movie, and you tell me if it's scary as scary as you remembered it.